News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How you doing on this Saturday? If you're a Tiger football fan, you are very happy today. Warsaw with a 45-21 win over the Panthers, shutting out Northwood in the second half of play. We'll talk with Bart Curtis about it coming up in just a couple of minutes. Other conference scores, Northridge beat Goshen 43-6. The only Red Hawks score in the game was a 80-yard kickoff return in the fourth quarter after the game was basically over. Mishawaka won at Plymouth 42-7. Concord beat Wawasee 52-0, forcing six Wawasee turnovers. So, the thing that matters most, Warsaw and Mishawaka are alone at the top of the conference at 3-0, and they meet next week at Steele Stadium. You can hear the game right here on News Now Warsaw. Other scores, Tippecanoe Valley won big again. They beat Culver Academy 59-28. It was Cass losing to Rochester 44-6. North Miami beat Whitco 24-19. Northfield beat Manchester 28-7. Peru beat Maconaqua 53-13. Southwood won at Wabash 41-20. Knox beat Glenn 37-8. LaVille beat Caston 36-6. Triton won at Culver 58-6. It was Columbia City over DeKalb 49-17. Huntington North beat Belmont 13-12. Leo beat East Noble 14-7. Central Noble topped Fremont 31-21. It was Cheribusco over Prairie Heights 52-7. West Noble won at Fairfield 38-8. Jimtown held off Bremen 35-24. Penn scored all 21 of their points in the second half to beat Elkhart 21-0. And New Prairie held off a late run by St. Joe to win 29-26. Again, the Tigers were winners last night at home over Northwood 45-21. We'll play a couple highlights and talk with Coach Curtis next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Are you looking for a local bank that has your best interests in mind? Crossroads is that bank, and they're happy to serve friends and neighbors. Please visit crossroadsbanking.com or stop in to visit in person in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. You can also find Crossroads Bank on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Connecticut, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
They're going to run a reverse. It's Ransbottom trying to get to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! 55 yards! Ransbottom all the way! And with 7.5 left in the half, the Tigers have the lead right back. The senior claps his hands, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pump fakes. Now he's going to take off and run. Got to the five, got to the end zone, lost the ball! He lost the ball, it's taken by the Tigers. Going up the far sideline, Villaba. He's all the way out past the 40-yard line. Raider was going in to score and lost the ball at the 2-yard line. And Villaba was right there and took it away. What a turn of events that is. Northwood was about to score to get to within three, and the Tigers have taken it away. Holy cow.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It is. It is. I love this time of year.
It is.
I hate raking leaves, but I love this time of year because when it's cool in the morning and you got to wear a sweatshirt, and that's really nice. I like that.
When the sun melts a slight bit of frost off your windshield, you know it's serious football time.
Absolutely.
That is when it is great weather.
And your boys played some serious football last
shorts
night.
Shorts and sweatshirts. Yeah. They did. They rose up the challenge.
It was a game where we saw all three facets of your team play very, very well.
Probably, yeah, the first time this year I felt like each phase of the game was in sync with the other phase of the game. It's kind of a triage. We've been relying on our defense to pull us through some extra inning games the first 4 weeks. And it was nice to see when things maybe didn't go well for us defensively, that the offense would counter back, or when we threw the pick six, instead of getting rattled, the offense came right back and tied the thing up. And then when we late in the half, I think when we kicked field goal to go up 17-14, and they come all the way down and score with under 30 seconds to go in the half.
24.
And then to be able to still go into the halftime with a lead, it wasn't a 2-minute offense. You know, we weren't in trips. We weren't running our rollout package. We were just running our base offense. And credit to the guys upstairs for getting us, talking the dumbass head coach into not taking a knee, okay? Because that was what he wanted to do, was take a knee and get out of the half. So we ran a zone dive and picked up, I think we got the ball near midfield.
25.
So 25 we're thinking yards. The ball's near midfield. We're thinking, hey, one more play, we can kick a field goal and be just down 21-20 at the half. And then upstairs again said, hey, I think if we get them in this set, the field's open. Let's run counter sweep. And we did, and you saw what happened.
Yes. Little rain spot him. Took off, man.
He did.
And you know what? Not only did he take off, he used the blockers out there beautifully, and including that last one down around the 10-yard line,
yeah.
It looked like the defender was going to cut him off. Was that you, Grady? And then he just kind of stopped in his tracks, let that last blocker do his job, and got into the end zone.
It was a heads-up play by Grady as well as to not block the kid in the back. I don't know if he threw his hands up. That's something I'm seeing a whole lot more of, and I heard a guy speak on this from Florida at a Glacier clinic where hopefully there's no officials listening. You can get away with darn near anything blocking-wise downfield. So if you're wrong and a guy turns on you or whatever, if you throw your hands up, they believe that you're not blocking them in the back, almost like a screen in basketball. So Grady threw a great block on that play. Obviously, Chase Carl, we had swapped Chase and Wyatt Dawson just for that snap, and Chase did a great job leading it around the edge, and there wasn't a whole lot there. Number eight was out there, Josiah Edmond. He was out there, and we were able to get a good block on him, and Lucas dipped inside, ducked it back outside, and you saw what happened. So we were able to go in with a 24-21 lead, I believe, at halftime.
And then get the ball to start the third quarter.
Yeah, and that was huge.
And go march right down the field again.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's all kind of fog. I haven't broken down the film yet. They were just getting going with that this morning. But we probably ran read a few times. on that drive to open the second half. Maybe every snap, I'm not sure.
Okay, so 56 rushing plays last night for your guys.
That's all?
That's all.
Okay.
It's like top 10 in school history in rushing attempts per game.
Okay.
But
I believe you.
For us novices, we see that, and it looks like the same play over and over and over again, but it's really not, is it?
Well, oftentimes you're right. Oftentimes it is not. I think we ran zone dive last night 35 to 40 times. So some of those where Reed was had a choice of C-gap or B-gap, that is our zone dive concept. Other times we ran full C-gap dive ISO, and then there were a couple Reed plays, no pun intended. R-E-A-D, not R-E-E-D. There were a lot of R-E-E-D plays.
Yes, there were.
There were just a couple R-E-A-D plays. But we sprinkled a couple in there. But, you know, what a night he had. I'm sure he is ready for the ice bath this morning.
Well, what an eight-day stretch. He had over 500 yards in two games.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been terrific.
I did not realize that.
And he's gotten better and better. And the offensive line, you know, you lose an all-stater.
We did.
It took a little time to get things figured back out. And your guys are doing an excellent job.
We played really hard and really well up front. I think the most important thing, and maybe we talked about this yesterday morning, and maybe we didn't. I felt like if we didn't get the ball thrown over our head, which we didn't, we did miss some tackles in the open field, but they really have some talented players on their squad. And you're going to miss tackles when you're out of control and you're trying to tackle kids that are going to Georgia or Michigan or whatever. And I felt like even more important was they didn't need any extra help with possessions. And I guess the pick six really wasn't a possession, although they possessed it for about 6 seconds till number 50 rumbled into the end zone. But we bounced back from that. I think that was key. You know, a couple things, Roger. We talked to our kids last night before the game and after the game. At what point do you still believe that togetherness and mental toughness? I'm not talking about physical toughness because I don't think our kids ever lack that. Sometimes we lack emotional and mental toughness. But if the togetherness playing is one and the toughness emotionally and mentally can ever come together, that can beat talent. And I believe that last night that is what happened. We were able to play together, overcome some things, and show some mental and emotional toughness when things didn't go our way, and we're able to come out on the good side against a very, very talented squad. I told our kids before the game and our coaches, they were trying to get autographs from some of these kids that are going to be playing on Saturdays and possibly Sundays. So we had to reel the adults in a little bit, say, hey, you know, see them after the game if you want an autograph for later in life. But where we're at right now, Roger, adversity and prosperity, those things are so tightly woven together, in my opinion, okay? Adversity, how are you going to handle things when it's not going your way? Okay, when your wife runs off with the drummer, you better compete, as Lou Holtz would say, okay? You're going to curl up into a ball or you're going to compete. And the same thing happens with adversity when things don't go well. And prosperity is the flip side of that, but it's also interwoven, in my opinion. How are you going to handle things when they're going well? I have seen as many ships, and I use that metaphorically, I've seen ships sink when things are going badly. I've seen ships sink when things are going well. So now we have to turn around and not pat ourselves on the back. Enjoy last night. There were some prosperous moments. Right now we are in what you would call all three phases coming together. How are we going to handle prosperity? And I believe that you want to enjoy this. So we never want to just say, okay, hey, it's a win, move on. You got to enjoy winning. But you also have to keep in perspective, 24 hours later, enjoy the prosperity and get back to work.
We talk all the time with Matt, with Lenny, with coaches from other schools, other sports, about never giving up, about staying with it, whatever it is. And last night we saw the game literally turn on a dime.
It did.
When Raider pump fakes, takes off, it looks for all the world like he's going to jog into the end zone.
Yeah.
And Chet Woodward wouldn't give up on it, right? And I had to go back and watch the film today because I wasn't 100% sure how that ball came popping out of there. Woodward got an arm on it, flipped it out of his arms, and right to Daylor, who took off with it.
It was a fortuitous bounce. And just to demonstrate what kind of speed Northwood has, number nine, probably maybe their third or fourth fastest kid on the team, hawked down one of our fastest kids. So, you know, when you're playing against speed, you know, it's important that you have great pursuit angles and you make tackles. But on that play, we thought there was going to be some type of C-gap, D-gap play that they'd scored on earlier. And it was a zone read, RPO. The back wasn't open. We had covered the back, so there was a crease there for Raider to get into C or D gap, and he was going to score. Jet had overscraped, kind of was in a bad position, was heady enough and effort-wise enough to reach back in and hammer down on the kid's arm, and the ball came loose and bounced right to Daylor. I didn't see it happen until the film this morning, but I just see Villema coming out of the end zone, or darn near out of the end zone, with the football, running at a full sprint. And I'm thinking he's going to go 99 and a half yards for a touchdown. And then number nine from Northwood, who was kind of, I think, had the initial fake and was just kind of not involved in the play immediately, but also made a touchdown-saving heads-up play, took a good angle on our kid, and I think caught him around midfield. But, yeah, that was, without a doubt, we're up 10, like you mentioned. They're getting ready to cut it to 3 with an awful lot of time left in the game. And so, in essence, that's a 14-point swing. 7 off the board for them. Good field position for us where we convert it to 7. So now instead of being up 3, we're up 17, which was huge.
I know that those early games in the season – white-knuckled finishes closer than I know you coaches wanted them to be. Felt like we left some points out there and all those different things. But how much do you think winning those games the way you won them, how much do you think that helped you last night in a moment like that?
I always feel like they do something for you, even if it doesn't come out for you in the end, if you're on the flip side of those. Close games where it's a battle for 3.5, 4 quarters comes down to the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of the game. You really find out a lot about yourself. You find out how well you've coached your kids. You find out how well they have taken coaching. You find out how well they emotionally tough they are, and how much they're willing to fight, scrap, and claw to earn out a victory. And sometimes, like, I mean, you and I both know, heading into this game, we could have been 1-3.
Oh, yeah.
But without a doubt. And we'd still be the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. We wouldn't be sitting here with smiles on our faces, okay? We wouldn't be sitting here with, but it's still the same kids, still the same adults, still the same effort, still the same practice format. But we were fortunate enough in a couple of those games early to find a way to make it work out for the Tigers. So last night was kind of a culmination of all four of those games. And like we've mentioned, it felt really satisfying for a moment to have all those phases come together.
Defense was great. 5 turnovers.
14 points they gave up against a team averaging 40.
Scored after those turnovers 4 times, and the 5th one was the one where you ran off the last 550 to win the game. So basically perfect on scoring after those turnovers. Your defense was terrific. They gave up some big plays, but not the big plays.
Big, and here's the thing. big plays. Nobody ever lost a game, and Bill Sharp said this for three decades, okay? You never lose a game. Nobody ever lost a game giving up a first down, okay? And what he means by that is you don't get beat deep because you're slow. You get beat deep because you're stupid, okay? So don't take the cheese. Keep everything in front of you. If an athlete like number three or number eight or number seven catches the ball in front of you, find a way to get him down and make them snap the ball another time. And we were able to do that. And they've got kids that can make you look foolish in the open field, and did at times, but we were able to find a way to get their players on the ground after they caught the ball.
Special teams, terrific last night. I still think that Mason Smythe was perfect on kickoffs for touchbacks. It felt like that ball crossed the line, but the official was standing right there looking at it. So
it's where the ball is, not the feet.
Right.
I haven't looked at it yet. I was told from upstairs that the ball was at the quarter-inch yard line and the feet were on the goal line. So what do I tell you guys every time for kickoff? Don't assume the ball is going in the end zone. Because with a guy like Mason Smythe, you just assume, hey, it's going to be a 50-yard sprint. I'm going to go play defense or come over the sideline. You can't assume that's going to happen, okay? Yeah. And we were able to – he did bust it a little bit, and I think he returned it out to the 30. But Mason was really good on his kickoffs, really good on his PATs, and accurate from the field goal that we did make.
And that in itself is a huge weapon for your team to have. The other team knows if you get within the 30-yard line, there's a good chance that Warsaw is going to score 3 points.
Yes, and there were people in my ear wanting us to go for it on 4th and 4 when it's tied, or 4th and 3 when it's tied 14-14, and I get it. But I also know that 3 points is 3 points. And I don't want to say he's automatic because everybody's human, but he's automatic from there. So let's take 3 points, kick off, play defense. And, you know, at that point of the half, I'm thinking we're going to go in 17-14. Little did I know what would take place the last several moments of the first half.
Absolutely. So 3-0 in the conference, and another game of the century coming up. Friday at Mishawaka.
Yeah, we never make anything easy. And the script is always high level, drama filled. And I guess at this point we wouldn't want it any other way. You know, I find it ironic that the two teams that are playing next week that are still perfect in the conference have probably thrown a combined 15 passes in 5 games. Just a little side note, I find that humorous. Particularly for all the experts out there that watch Saturday and Sunday football who know a heck of a lot more than I do.
Yeah, that where they throw it 60 times a game.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of smart Americans that know this game.
Yes, there
Everybody's got three jobs, Roger.
That's right.
They can run a hotel, they can run a restaurant, and they can coach a football team.
During football season.
Four jobs, their own job, too.
During the winter, it's basketball, and during the summer, it's baseball. Who did you bring with you today?
I brought two fine young seniors, number 5, Grady Nolan, and number 14, Corbin Johnson. 4-year kids, guys that have been in our program since the beginning. Both played at, you both Edgewood, okay? Both played Young Tigers. Corbin did not play Young Tigers. Grady did. We had our Young Tiger night last night. I don't know if you noticed that. There were probably 125. Out of our 210 kids.
You could hear them during the game.
Yeah, maybe 150. That is so much fun.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk with these guys when we come back. They got fed this morning by the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street. We thank them for helping us out today. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on Dewsdale, Warsaw.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Alderfer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at t-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
You see a chipped or cracked windshield. We see it repaired or replaced by specialists at our place or yours. Our glass doctor specialists use original equipment glass, special sealants, and a 28-point installation checklist. If your windshield is damaged or broken within 12 months, we'll replace the glass free. That's the Glass Doctor exclusive G12 road hazard guarantee. Visit glassdoctor.com for information on repairing or replacing your windshield.
Call the Glass Doctor.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
All right, Grady, let's start with you. Let's go back to last season. The beginning of the year, you are the backup quarterback. Tucker gets hurt in the second quarter, and it's you. And you had the starting job for a while. How difficult was that? I mean, you're always one play away, and that's the way it played out.
Yeah, so Tucker was a great quarterback for us. I went into the season expecting, you know, I was taking split end reps at practice, so I figured if I was going to get in on a Friday, that's where it'd be. In first game, he goes down, unfortunately, and I had to step in. In the games I started, it was rough for the most part. We couldn't move the ball. I was questioning my own self. I lost a lot of confidence, and at the end of the day, I kind of handed over the job to Drew, who did an amazing job, and he took that from me. So this year I went into the season knowing quarterback wasn't going to be.
Can you relate to us, in this offense or any offense, how difficult it is to be the quarterback of a football team?
It's very difficult. It's very stressful. And playing a new position, I just realized how much more difficult it is than some other ones, because going into the game, the mental toll it takes. I would say everything happens in the beat of a second, and that's not the hard part. You're prepared for that. That's what we work on every day. The thing that was really hard for me was just the pressure, because you can't teach that at practice. You can't experience that through the countless reps we do in the offseason.
So in the summer, you go back to the thought process, I'm going back outside. For this offense, for it to be successful, guys like you have to do what you've been doing, which is block. Talk about how hard you worked at that this summer and how that's playing out for you now.
This summer I was pretty much all over the place, but I figured split end was where I was going to end up. So at practice I had focus. So my problem was I always would just go at the guy I was supposed to block and try to light him up. And
he wants a wild hog shirt. He's going for knockdowns and takedowns.
Nice.
But it actually takes a lot more technique than that, and to be successful, you have to know your ball path, break down, and not necessarily deliver a blow, but you have to deliver contact that's going to accumulate over the game. So it's not necessarily a kill shot, like a scoop into a linebacker, but it's just a lot of understanding where you need to be and how to get there.
We've asked other guys in previous years about this, and I want to ask you about it. You may go two or three games without being targeted by a pass. How hard is that?
It's I wouldn't say it's hard. Sometimes, like, obviously you're like, you kind of want that. Like, for me, I had the ball a lot last year, so yeah, it's different. But at the same time, I understand that that is not my job, and I just know when Coach dials it up, it most likely will work because they won't be expecting it.
Okay, so you're in a unique position because you have scored touchdowns and you have blocked for people who have scored touchdowns. And as we said earlier, it was your block that keyed Rainsbottom on the touchdown right before halftime. Can you talk about the satisfaction level between those two things, scoring and helping somebody else score?
So scoring is, it's really fun. I mean, everyone likes to hear their name up coming from the booth, touchdown. It's a feeling you can't really describe. It's something you dream about growing up. But like, the thing I've noticed about blocking this year is like, when you make a good block and someone scores, like, you don't think about yourself. Like when I blocked on the touchdown last night, in my head I was just thinking, like, what a cut by Luke, and it made me so happy for him because I understand how it feels to score a touchdown, and that was a huge touchdown. So I knew how big it was for the outcome of the game and how it turned the tide.
Maybe a season-changing touchdown. We won't know. We'll see how it all plays out. Talk about your mom and dad and brothers and sisters and where you live.
Okay, so I live on Chapman Lake. My dad is Jason Nolan. He coaches the freshman team. He owns the Timeout Inn in Warsaw. My mom's Carissa Nolan. She owns Heverla, and she co-owns Heverla and Nolan LLC. It's a law firm for elder law. And I have a sister, Maddie Nolan. She's a sophomore at Warsaw. She plays soccer.
Yeah, and is doing a really good job on the soccer team. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well for them. What do you want to do when you graduate?
So the plan is to hopefully get in the Kelly School of Business and go to Indiana University. I got a lot of buddies there, and it sounds like the plan as of now.
Okay, what do you want to do with that?
The goal is to come back home and run Timeout with my dad.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Who's been your favorite teacher in high school?
Probably Mr. Gross is up there, but I got to go with Mr. Fraz.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you brown-nosing?
No, me and Mr. Fraz hit it off freshman year, and we've had a good bond ever since.
You guys work together. I mean, he's not just a coach on the football team. He's somebody that you work with regularly.
Yeah. First 3 years in program, I was with him every day, SOS. So,
Who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
So I hang out with a lot of guys from the team. I hang out with Corbin. I hang out with Nathan Rosas, Leighton Isbell, Reed, Luke Ransbottom, Eric Pohl, and then someone else I hang out with plays soccer for our boys team, Julian Saldivar.
Yeah, okay. All right, Corbin, let's talk about you because you play on both sides of the ball or have played on both sides of the ball. Which do you like better, offense or defense?
I would probably say defense.
Why?
Just a lot more action. You get to hit people. That's probably my favorite.
Okay, we hear a lot of kids say that. Why? Why is it so much fun to hit someone, to inflict pain on them? Why? Why is that way?
I don't really know. It's just, it's a good feeling to tackle someone and then just get up and be around your teammates and hear your name called on the intercom.
Which do you, at your linebacker position, which do you feel like you're better at? Covering passes or run support?
Definitely covering passes. I was a corner and safety previous years, and I've just been more comfortable doing that. So.
What things did you work on to get better at that this summer?
I got a lot stronger and got a lot more balance, and just like I became a way better athlete. And I guess that helped me in the passing game and run game.
And how did you do that?
I played a lot of baseball. That helps a lot in balance. I'm a pitcher, so you have to work a lot on how your body mechanics work.
The positions are different, linebacker and pitcher. Are there any connections?
Just knowing how your body works, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but just being like very aware of what's going on.
The defense has played so well at the beginning of the season. Can you talk about what it's like to be in that huddle, the confidence level, when something goes wrong and all of a sudden the ball's at your 22-yard line and you got to go out and stop them?
That's just like the best feeling ever, like having your team together and knowing you can do it together and stopping them. That's probably my favorite part, being in that 20-yard range with your teammates, knowing everyone knows what they're doing, and you're willing to give it all to stop them.
Tell us about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
My mom's Julie Johnston, my dad's Scott Johnston. They both work in Warsaw. I have two brothers, two stepbrothers. One owns Fifth Gear Garage, and the other one's a junior in high school.
Okay, and what do you want to do when you graduate?
I'd like to go to IU for digital advertisement. It sounds very interesting to me. So.
Really? Are you into graphics?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. How did you get interested in that?
I have like a side business where I sell shoes, and I guess I've been like interested in the business side of everything. So.
Really? Well, tell me about that. I'd like to hear more.
In the winter, I would look on Facebook Marketplace and just like go to Fort Wayne and just learn a lot of stuff about shoes. And I thought it would be an easy way to make profit buying a shoe, selling it for a little bit more. And that's a way that I've been making money without working in season.
Well, good for you. And who's been your favorite teacher?
Probably Coach Childress, because he's there for us every single day. He, like, since the start, he's willing to give it all, and he's made us a lot stronger, that's for sure.
Well, one thing I know about him from being around him is there are few people in that high school who are more positive and encouraging than he is. He is really a plus guy, isn't he?
Yes, yes he is.
Just became a new father last week, too.
Yes, he did.
That's Wade. Right. Wade Childress.
Yes. He was so excited about that. Yeah. So, and that's a guy that you used to coach, right?
I did. He was a very, very good Mike linebacker.
With the Mishawaka Cavemen.
Yeah, he was very good.
Yeah. And we're glad to have him here in Warsaw.
We are. You know, one of the things, Roger, both these kids to my left play split end. Okay. Grady got the majority of the reps last night because we were in a one split end rotation most of the evening. We were in unbalanced. But the selfless act it takes by both these young men to put, you know, when you give up your body and your glory for the good of the team, that tells you what type of person you are, how invested you are in your team, how much you care about others as much or more than you care about yourself. And both these guys are willing to put it on the line play after play after play, almost like a glorified O lineman, because occasionally they will get targeted and for a pass.
Yeah.
But I can't say enough about the unselfishness that both these two young men to my left have shown in their roles offensively. And then I want to give a quick shout out to my mother-in-law and father-in-law. They're both in their lower 80s, drive from Niles, Michigan every game, whether home or away. Gary and Bonnie Spraker. So if they're listening, love you lots. Appreciate your support.
Good. We will see you guys this week. It's going to be a busy week.
Amen.
Thank you guys for coming in. Again, they got fed this morning by the Warsaw Donut Shop on South Buffalo Street in Warsaw. We thank them for doing that for us again this season. When we come back, we'll run through the scores and schedules from the other teams on the Tiger Sports Diary here on Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
There are many reasons to go to the eye doctor, so why not go to one that does it all? This is Dr. Jason Rich of the Spectacle Shop. Yes, we have the largest selections of frames in the region, and we can make glasses the same day with our in-house lab, but we offer way more than that. We diagnose and treat eye problems for all ages, from seeing if your toddler can see properly to checking for age-related eye diseases. From fitting the latest in contact lenses to treating eye infections and injuries, we love to treat your eyes. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanOfWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls golf. Their postseason is underway, starting with last Saturday's Northern Lakes Conference Tournament up at Eberhardt. In Mishawaka was the host school, but Warsaw was a major part of running that. Northridge won the conference. They won the regular season, and they won the tournament with a score of 324. Warsaw was 10 shots back at 334, but Warsaw put three girls on the all-tournament team. Abby Peterson was third overall with a 73. Olivia Robinson-Gay shot an 80 to finish fifth, and Abigail Davis came in 11th with a score of 89. Claire Royce, 92. Lily Henderson with 98 to round out. Warsaw finishes second in the NLC. The girls had one regular season match left after that, and that was on Monday when the girls took on Tippecanoe Valley, and they won 162-239. Olivia Robinson-Gay with a 37, Abigail Davis 44, Macy Carlisle 53, Abby Peterson with a 36, and Chloe Royst with 45. Skylar Campbell shot 65 for Warsaw, and Delaney Barden shot a 65. So the girls are on the course. They just got on the course. They're probably on the second hole about now. So we'll tell you more about that here in a second. The boys tennis team beat Wawasee 3-2. Henry Norton, number three singles, and the doubles teams of Chris Miller and Drew Reiser and Patrick Stump and Caleb Smith got victories for the Tigers to get them past the Warriors. The JV went 5-5. Luke Smith, Spencer Love winning his singles. John Hampton and Luke Ford, Cale Maridou and Nate Friedberg, and Dominic Manwaring and Eli Rocha won as doubles teams. Then on Wednesday, the boys beat Mishawaka 5-0. Charlie Norton, Ted Grandin, and Henry Norton winning in singles, and the doubles teams of Miller and Reiser and Smith and Stump posting victories as well. Warsaw then on Thursday beat Northwood 4-1, sweeping singles with Charlie Norton, Ted Grandin, and Henry Norton, and the doubles team of Chris Miller and Drew Reiser posting victories. Warsaw lost the JV 7-5. Singles wins for Luke Smith, Spencer Love, and Luke Ford. The girls' soccer team had three matches this week. Monday, they played to a 2-2 draw with Fort Wayne Northrop. That was a really good match at the Tiger Athletic Complex. And it was senior night. Warsaw played the entire second half with only 10 girls. Their goalkeeper was given a red card, ejected from the game, for a foul that happened right before halftime. So they put in a new goalie, but they had to take one of their field players off. So they played with 10 and still was able, down 2-1, to get a penalty. Lola Pepper put it into the net. That tied it at 2-2, and that's a great result considering they played a girl down the entire second half. JV dominated their game against Northrop and won 5-0. Came back the very next night on Tuesday, and Lola Pepper scored five goals for Pepper. Warsaw won at Culver Academy 8-0. Sophia Johnston, Lizette Martinez, Hayden Elliott, all with goals. Ellie Schenk, in goal, got the shutout. Remember, she had to play because the red card carries with it an automatic one-game suspension. The JV also won 8-0. Four goals for Amy Escutia, two from Lila Williman, and one each from Taylor Reynolds and Maddie Nolan. Then on Thursday, big match of the week. Warsaw hosting number 4 Penn at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Warsaw in a 1-1 game, under 14 minutes left, they get a corner kick from right underneath the scoreboard there in the southwest corner of the field, of the pitch. Hayden Elliott's going to take it. She kicks it with her left foot, so it's naturally going to curl towards the goal. She probably didn't hit it quite as nicely as she would have liked because they were setting up kind of at the far post to try to head it into the net. The ball came up a little short, but it couldn't have worked out better. It went right between two defenders from Penn who thought the other was going to get it, and the goalie assumed one of the girls in front of her was going to get it. None of them moved, and Hayden Elliott scored on her own corner kick to give Warsaw the lead with over 13 minutes to go, and Warsaw held off a couple of late chances by Penn to knock off the number four team in 3A, 2-1. Lola Pepper scored the other goal for Warsaw, who's now unbeaten in their last 9 matches, 7 wins and 2 ties. They're 7-2-3 in the season, and in JV action, the Tigers lost 5-0. The boys' soccer team on senior night celebrated with a 5-0 shutout of Northwood on Tuesday. Noah Van Pufflin had the hat trick, 3 goals. Senior Knox Ritter added the other 2. That put the boys at 8-1-1, and then they won again the following night against Homestead by a score of 4-0. Noah Van Pufflin, Eduardo Escutia, Camden Lennox, and Callan O'Brien all scoring for the varsity. The JV also won 3-0. All the goals scored by Esteban Salazar. And the freshman team, or the JV Orange team, beat Manchester 5-2. Jamie Haynes Bright scored 3 times. Cohen Sylvius won, and Ethan Crawford scored 1. The volleyball team was busy this week. The varsity played at the Slicer Invitational at La Porte. They beat Elkhart in 2, Mishawaka in 2, got to the semifinals where they lost to Carroll in 2, and then beat Andrean for 3rd place in 2. For the day, Melina Hoblitzel 35 kills, Leah Henderson had 20, Melina Hoblitzel had 5 aces, Kenzie Shivington 59 assists, and Ellie Hempler with 49 digs. The girls took on Columbia City at Columbia City, won all 3 matches, freshman winning in 2. Elena Binkley with 4 aces, Olivia Rooney 5 kills, Ariana Harmon with 5 kills. The JV also won in 2, Alyssa McCleary with 14 assists, and Maddie Williamson with 7 kills. And the varsity beat Columbia City in 3, Elena Hoblitzel with 10 kills, and Maggie Holland with 9. Ellie Hepler with 7 aces, Kenzie Shivington 23 assists, and Ellie Hepler with 9 digs. And then on Thursday, the girls welcomed in Plymouth to the Tiger Den, and they beat all 3 of their teams. Freshman winning in 2, Ariana Harmon with 9 kills, Aspen Wagner with 13 assists. The JV beat Plymouth in 2, Alyssa McCleary with 16 assists, Jocelyn Bricker with 5 digs, 7 aces, and 6 kills. And the varsity beat Plymouth in 3, Maggie Holland 12 kills, Leah Henderson had 11, Avery Heppner with 5 aces, Kenzie Shivington with 25 assists. The cross-country teams were in action. On Tuesday, they hosted the second round of the Round Robin competition in the Northern Lakes Conference, which means all 8 teams are in one spot. They all run at the same time, and they combine the finishers. And then what they do is they calculate the scores against each team as if they'd run individually, right? So they're all running at the same time, but they take, like, for example, Warsaw versus Northridge, and they take the Warsaw runners against how the Northridge runners did and not against the whole field. And they do that separately for all of them. It's quite a deal. The girls beat Concord 16-47. They beat Goshen 16-44. They beat Mishawaka 17-42. They beat Northwood 16-47. They beat Northridge 22-35. They beat Plymouth 19-44. And they beat Wawasee 18-45. So they go 7-0 on the day, and they are 14-0 against the conference. So they have at least a share of the conference championship going into the conference meet. Joey Rastrelli, first across the line, won by almost 40 seconds with a time of 18:18. Eden Metz was 4th. Samantha Rastrelli was 6th. Marissa Howitt, 7th. Elizabeth Vanderbee, 16th. And Margot Sprinkle was 19th. The boys took on the field at the NLC, and they also went 7-0. They're also 14-0 after the round-robin competition, and they also have at least a share of the conference championship, pending what happens with the conference meet. Warsaw beat Concord 17-46. They beat Goshen 25-32. They beat Mishawaka 24-35. They beat Northwood 15-50. They beat Northridge 29-30. Warsaw had the first 3 runners across the line for that race, but Northridge went 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So that made it really, really tight there at the end. And Warsaw beat Plymouth 15-50, and they beat Wawasee also 15-50. Jackson Gackentimer continues to have a great sophomore season, 16-04. He finished 2nd.
Tyler Mimnall was fourth. Tyler Swartz was fifth. Rick Orr was 19th. Noah McPhail was 20th. The JV football team has been playing without a quarterback. I mean, let's be 100% real about it. Robbie Strawn is not a full-time quarterback. He's been doing his best, but it's been a difficult time for the JV to score because they don't have a quarterback who gets to run this offense a lot. They think that's going to change today because they're hoping to use a quarterback from the freshman team, which will move Strawn into a position that he's more natural at, and it will help the offense completely. The JV got shut out by Concord last Saturday, 16-0. They were able to move the ball. They got it into the red zone several times, just were not able to punch it across. Warsaw gave up a late score before halftime, went down 16-0, and the defense was able to hold Concord scoreless in the second half, but the offense could not score. JV is now 1-3 in the season, 1-1 in conference play, but don't be fooled by their record. They are better than that. The freshman team is 4-0. They shut out Concord on Thursday, 36-0. Michael Schenk with three touchdown runs. Tucker Reed with a 90-yard touchdown run. Matthew Flores Ortega broke a touchdown run late in the game. Also, the defense, outstanding, of course, in a shutout. Quentin Wilson, Zach Reniker, Nicholas Rautenberg, Schenk, Flores Ortega, all mentioned as part of that defensive unit that played so well. Today, going on right now, the girls' golf sectional at Warsaw being hosted by Stonehenge. That play started. The first tee times were at 8:30. They let it go a little longer because of the dew factor, and now they are in full action. Our girls teed off at 9:20, so just about a half an hour ago. Both the cross-country teams are down in the Carmel area at the Northview Christian Church cross-country course. They're running in the Athletic Annex Riverview Health event today. The boys' tennis team, the JV team, is at the Wauwatosa JV tournament. That play is underway this morning. The volleyball team, the freshman volleyball team, is hosting a tournament in the T-Rack today. It's $10 admission, and that play is underway, and that $10 ticket is good for all day. Enter door 14 to get in for that. JV football is at Northwood this morning. That starts at 10 o'clock. The boys' soccer team is at Fort Wayne Canterbury for an invitational there. First match is getting ready to start here any minute. Girls' soccer is home today with the JV at 10 and the varsity to follow at about 11:30 as they take on Mishawaka Marion. On Monday, it's boys' tennis at home against Concord at 5. Unified flag football hosts Goshen at the Tiger Athletic Complex at 6:30 on Monday. On Tuesday, it's unified flag football. I'm sorry, it is volleyball. All three teams, JV, freshman, and varsity, at home against Carroll. JV and freshman at 6. Varsity will follow the JV in the Tiger Den. On Wednesday, boys tennis begins the NLC championship. That will start at Plymouth at 4:30. Unified flag football has a game against Elkhart on Wednesday, and that will start at 6:30. On Thursday, the boys' tennis team will continue in the Northern Lakes Conference Championship at Plymouth. Boys' soccer, JV and varsity at home against Goshen. This has become quite the rivalry, and it should be nothing less than that on Thursday. JV at 5:30, varsity will follow. All three volleyball teams are once again at home. The freshman team will be playing Wauwatosa and Plymouth, and that will be at 5:30. The JV and varsity will begin at 6 and whenever, I'm sorry, at 5:30 and whenever the JV game is over as the JV and varsity plays Wauwatosa. Freshman boys football on Thursday hosts Northwood at 6 o'clock at Fisher Field. And on Friday, of course, then the girls golf regional. That will be at Noble Hawk. That begins with the early tee times at 8 o'clock. And the varsity football team will be at Mishawaka to take on the Cavemen at 7 o'clock. And we'll have coverage on News Now Warsaw starting at 6:15. That's going to do it for the Tiger Sports Diary. We'll come back and finish up the program. It's Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
A good night of sleep does wonders for your body, and to get it, a great mattress and adjustable base are a must. Hi, this is Hannah. During the Tempur Sealy Labor Day sales event at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw, save up to $800 on adjustable base sets from Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and Sealy. Check out ReinholdsFurniture.com and hurry into 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw today for a limited time savings on the mattress of your dreams.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to the guys for coming in today. It's always more fun when you come in after a win, and we appreciate those guys being here this morning. Thanks to Coach Curtis and for all the coaches during the week who help us learn things about the game so we can better talk about them on Friday nights. Thanks to the coaches of the other teams for supplying their information. We appreciate that. If there's something that you did not hear about, we would be glad to point out to you that you can go to Warsaw-Tigers.com, click on that team's schedule, and you can find updated results for all the teams at Warsaw at your fingertips. And of course, we want to thank you for spending your Saturday here with us. It's been a great weekend so far for Tiger Sports, and hopefully we get good news from the girls' golf team today as they're participating in the sectional out at Stonehenge. That, by the way, if you're looking for something to do and some exercise, that's free. So you can go out there, park there, and go back and watch the girls. You can't talk to them, but you can watch them play in the golf sectional, and there's no charge for that, and get some exercise too. So that's pretty cool. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.